Top of the ninth inning, and Will Van Beck will face Danny Berg for the Watkins Clippers. Brendan Ashton, Carter Block, they are the scheduled hitters here in inning number nine. 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Watkins. No runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. And Van Beck kicks and delivers to Berg. There's a ball outside in 1-0.
As far as the tournament goes, Randy, blowout-wise, we've only seen two. And Watkins has done the blowing out. It's one and against Spring Hill last Sunday when they won 11-3.
The 1-1 pitch coming to Berg. Dan pops this one up down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball. Walt's coming hard, and that's going to drop in front of him as he came a long way. And I don't know, Jackson Peter didn't chase that at all out there, but that ball kind of in no man's land, too.
Well placed by Berg, just finding that hole as Danny gets his first hit of the day. He was working on an 0-for-4 before that. So Berg's alive and on base.
Here comes Brendan Ashton to the plate. Brendan, a 2-for-3 day going. And the pitch that bounces away from Brandon Relke, and Brandon doesn't know where it is. Berg's going to take the big turn at second base, and he'll stop about halfway. Not going to stretch anything out.
Thought he was going 3 for a second there. I mean, the way he turned.
Brandon had that bounce right in front of him, Kirby, and it's a carom towards the dugout, and he had no idea where that ball ended up. 1 ball, no strikes to Ashton. Brendan will foul it back and out of play in the count. 1 ball, 1 strike. We'll know more as to who plays who. They're going to release the bracket about 7 o'clock tonight. Minnesota Amateur Baseball will. As the pitch is high for a ball, and now 2-1 to Ashton. Both the Class C and Class B brackets will come out. Pitch, Ashton drives it to right field, backing up a bit and still backing up, making the catch out in right field. On to third base goes Dan Berg.
Ball was up there too. These guys are hitting some tall pop-ups, Randy. They've got some nice swings on this team.
It's not Derek Wiener anymore. I think it was the Riley Meyer who went in for him.
He ran for him and he stayed in there?
I think he stayed in. That's Meyer out in right. So one out, Berg at third, and here's Carter Block. Carter so far today, 0-for-3, a walk, run scored. Van Beck delivers, popped up in the infield. Winter calling for it at third. And Peyton makes the catch for out number 2. So 2 down here in the inning. And Carson Geislinger to the plate. Carson, 2-for-4 today, double. 2 runs scored. Warmed up in the bullpen twice. And the pitch is high and outside, ball 1.
Kind of weird to think about how many at-bats some of these Watkins guys have had. Like, if you look at, they had 3 games worth of 5 at-bats each game, basically.
Yeah.
And the Martins haven't played since Friday and won't play until the day. You know what I mean?
Like, all the extra bats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good time to get hot. Best time.
And the pitch. Low to Carson Geislinger, and now 3-0. 3-0 to the Clipper third baseman. Geislinger swings 3-0. Ground ball to Omscheid. Goes off his body, and the flip to second is late. Coming across to score is Dan Berg, and it's now 10-0, Watkins. It'll be an error on Omscheid at second. Be the third error for the El Rosa Saints today.
That was scolded. Was that 3-0?
That was 3-0.
Wow. Well, if you're going to swing on 3-0, hit it hard. He hit it hard.
Dustin Kramer will bat for himself again as he was pinch hit for in his last at-bat. Trying to help his cause, and the pitch a little bit low to Dustin in 0-1. He's 1-for-2. Had a walk in there, scored a couple runs. Pitch low, 2-0 to Dustin.
Got a hit for himself because he's got to go for that complete game shutout.
That's right. Pitch to Kramer, high for a ball and 3-0. Will Van Beck Trying to find some control here in the ninth. There's the fastball down the middle. Strike one. 3-1. Kramer taken all the way. Van Beck, just a quick glance over to first. And his pitch, a swing and a miss by Dustin. And 3-2. 3-2 the count. Van Beck sets his pitch. That's low, ball four, and Dustin Kramer will walk.
We talked about before, Randy, how the Watkins has this little, if you make the last out, I think you have to chip in first on the post-game beverages. And Dustin with a walk there flipped his bat, and he looked right at Mathias and just big grin on his face like, ha-ha, not me.
I'll bring Gavin Mathias to the plate. Gavin so far today, a couple walks, 0-2. Pitches high for a ball, 1-0.
Got three runs out of the nine spot.
Nolan Geislinger on deck. Pitch by Van Beck. This is fouled down the first baseline. Count one ball, one strike. Two on, two out. One run in. 10-0. Watkins leading El Rosa. Van Beck delivers. A swing and a miss by Mathias. Strike two. 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Top of the ninth inning. Here's Van Beck's pitch, and this is fouled back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at the Butch Show here on KASM. Got a final from 11C. Had Sartell defeat the Cold Spring Rockies 14-6 today.
Sartell's the three
seed.
The four.
Yep. Three seed Sartell, the four seed the Rockies. This is fouled back and out of play by Mathias. The count at 1-2 yet.
Monty's the one, Kimball's the two.
You got it. Mathias pops this one up behind the plate. That's going to go foul and out of play, just barely, though.
Relke didn't see that one,
no,
clearly.
Never saw it, so he left it up to Winter at third and Van Beck. Ball and two strikes. Who will win this battle? Mathias. The count 1-2. The runners take their leads at first and second. And Mathias drills it to left field. Waltz is right there. You make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the ninth. A run on one hit. There was one error, and there were two men left on base. 8.5. Watkins 10. El Rosa nothing. More baseball to come in 1 minute here on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Brandon Relke will make his way to the plate for the El Rosa Saints, 10-0. Watkins with the lead in this seeding game. Dustin Kramer, man of the hour, up on the mound, 8 shutout innings so far, scattered 7 hits. That after pitching 2 2/3 innings of scoreless relief in the game prior and picking up the save. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Relke inside and 2-0.
Yeah. Was it Matt? No. Thompson? No. Block? No. Berg? No. Kramer? Just like we thought. Yeah.
Kevin? No. Dustin?
Yeah, not Kevin, Dustin.
Two balls, one strike. Relke folds it back and out of play in the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Of course, these team managers, they'll get together after this ball game and start selecting their players they want to add to their rosters. Here's a foul ball, and over by third, Carson Geislinger makes the catch for the out.
Nolan just had to get a slide in there, right? Yep. Make sure he stayed out of the way.
Go to the top of the order. It's Jake Waltz. Well, it's his first at bat since coming in for Kevin Kiefler. Pitch to Waltz. He lofts this up in the air over at second. Carter Block back. Carter calls for it, makes the catch. Ooh, a little bit of white showing there.
Well, palm ball.
Yeah, Dan Berg, he had sprinted in right behind Carter, and Dan with that like touchy hamstring too. He probably felt that coming in quickly. Two outs for Kramer. And up at the plate, Will Van Beck. Van Beck takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kramer, swing and a miss by Van Beck. 1-1.
What a story. I mean, tip of the cap.
The foul at the plate. The count, ball and two strikes to Will Van Beck. And that goes along with really getting drilled in that hamstring right below the butt cheek, basically. And he got drilled by a line drive. Pitch high for a ball, 2-2.
Is that off Campson hit that?
Yes, it was. Gavin Campson. Yep. Here's a ground ball to third. Carson Geislinger knocks it down. Throw across the diamond in time. Wow. 5-3 on the putout, and that will complete the shutout. As El Rosa goes 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. Complete game performance for Dustin Kramer. Oh, what else do you say, Kerb? Kramer had a little smirk on his face coming off the
finally
field.
Finally cracked a little smile?
Cracked a little smile.
There we
absolutely
go. 11 2/3 of shutout ball between, and it was two state tournament teams he shut down.
Yeah.
You know, Richmond had some big bats that he got through. El Rosa just, they couldn't, nobody really squared him up. So, wow, Dustin Kramer earning that 2 seed for the Clippers.
See, that's what teams say. It's tough coming in on a Sunday and playing a team who's
that played. Absolutely.
You saw right there, it's evident.
I've seen we've gone through the gauntlet before where you have that team that gets almost that free or that start to the game against a team who hasn't played. You know, they're ready to go. They don't need to take infield anymore. They had live BP because they played in a real game already.
Yep.
So something. Tip of the cap to Dustin Kramer. Congratulations, Matt Geislinger and the Clippers on the 2 seed. El Rosa the 3, Richmond the 4, St. Martin, of course, the 1. Randy, let's take a minute timeout, come back and wrap it up, all right?
We shall do.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of Central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Kirby back with you in Meyer Grove as this game's gone final today. Watkins gaining the number 2 seed with a 10-0 victory over El Rosa. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Clippers. They left 9 men on base. No runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa, and they left 11 on base. The win goes to Dustin Kramer, a complete game victory for the right-hander. And Dustin picks up that win. The loss will go to starter Wyatt Stephenson with relief help from Ethan Bolt in the third, Will Van Beck in the seventh. And Kirby, game number 13, ends in a little bit of blowout fashion. But, you know, again, we've got four teams we're sending down to this year's state tournament, and I think four teams that will represent Region 15C well.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the the teams going down there, the Martins, of course, and then Watkins, the two, and El Rosa, the three, the Young Bucks, and Richmond, the with the nice squad as the four spot. But I can't get over, I mean, we're going to give a hat to a guy today. You look at Nolan Geislinger, Randy, 1, 2, 3, 4 for 5 on the day, 6 RBIs, stole a bag, just awesome day, and he's not going to get player of the game because his pitcher was phenomenal.
His pitcher was phenomenal, throwing shutout baseball today, giving up just 7 hits. And, I mean, just pitching well in situations where there were base runners on, and he's a gamer at the plate. He was 1 for 2, I think, or 1 for 3, and he had an RBI, too, in the ball game. So, I mean, just did it all. And then you do that on the heels of getting a save in the game prior to that, 2 2/3 innings. And it's like, that's a lot of innings, dude.
Well, it's just so funny to think, like, to go through the conversation, probably, like Matt saying, well, Dusty, why don't you start? And, you know, you'll go as far as you'll go. And then Carson, we got Kevin yet, maybe. And we'll get it figured out from there. Nope, I'll just go all 9 and make it 11 2/3 of shutout ball on the day. And he was fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you could have taken the ball from him away in the 9th inning.
No, not absolutely.
It was those guys, when they get on the roll, and Watkins, you can see they've got some of that state tournament experience there.
Oh, they got the bloodlines and
stuff.
And
they just, it feeds into your young ball players, too. It just feeds the system.
Big games, I mean, when you go, you take the state semis last year, big games, you're ready for them, Randy. You have that mindset going in that we got this, we've been around, and it's something that you look into going into a big game like that, and you see, you almost got to bet on a team like that because they've been through it.
You bet. Well, Curb, we're going to wrap it up. Want to thank everybody for joining us, all our Region 15C sponsors. They did just a whale of a job. Thank you to Meyer Grove for having us, El Rosa for having us, and right now, we'll be following teams down at the state tournament. I guess we'll just have to let you know who we follow.
Yeah, I mean, these four for sure.
15C, we will cover. They will not be playing at the same time.
They won't. Nope. Yeah. And then if it works for Kimball, Cold Spring, we'd love to get there. If not, you know, maybe next time. So we'll get it figured out one way or another. Listen to Chasm. Listen to Randy and I. We'll be on the air plenty the next couple of days to let you know once we get that decision made which games we will be following. But you can bet that for sure, El Rosa, Watkins, and Richmond next weekend. And then the following weekend, it'll be for sure we'll get St. Martin game on the air, and if any of these guys win. So
you bet.
Best of luck to all those guys. It's been fun. Randy, it's always a treat. It's fun 2 weekends. It goes by in a blast. Big thank you to our wives putting up with our putting up with us these weekends. But that's that, huh?
That is that. Thank you to our sponsors, Kramer Lumber, Melrose, Lewis Autobody and Glass Inn Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Buyer Built, the Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, John Dole, Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, the fine folks over at Columbia Gear of Avon, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM of Waite Park, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond and Albany A&W, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center and Grove Mutual Insurance. That'll do it for my partner, Kirby Hemish. We want to thank all those that helped out at the radio station the last 2 weeks. That includes Scott Stevens, Angela Mergen, Adam Ray, Joe Gill, and Sam Flaw. Thank you to all our help. And Cy Funenstein, thank you too, buddy. And that will do it. From Meyer Grove, your final this afternoon, 10-0, a Watkins with the victory over El Rosa. Number 1, St. Martin. Number 2, Watkins. Number 3, El Rosa. Number 4, Richmond. They're headed to the state tournament. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good afternoon, everyone.